Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real-life gist and experiences about being a mother, African style.
Hello.
How are ya?
Good.
Awesome.
How about yourself?
I am doing all right. Thank God for another day, for the end of another day. So, Titi, can you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about you, your family life, your illustrious career, because that's what I can. That's the only thing the only way I can describe it, your illustrious career. And I can't even say, you know, like hobbies or like side hustles, because I don't know what to call you. You're a mogul. So please just tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, thank you, Mila. Hi everyone. I'm Titi Sule. Born and raised in Port Harcourt, PH, Nigeria, and then came to the United States. Studied engineering, started working as an engineer for 8 years, got my MBA, and then transitioned into product management. So right now I still work on technology products, but on the business side. So right now my role in corporate America is a portfolio leader for controls products. And then on the side, I also write children books. I love to create children content, educational children content. I've been married for 10 years, live with my husband in North Carolina, and we have two boys, 7-year-old and 4-year-old boys.
And we are also a YouTube series producer, based on your books.
Yes, based on the books. I also create YouTube content for kids, mainly music. And jingles, creating, teaching them about countries around the world.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much for that introduction. Would you mind just giving us a little bit of a background with the children's books? I just kind of want to focus on them a little bit, just so everyone knows about your products.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for asking that. So I do have two children's series that I'm currently working on and have produced. First one is Zaki and Zoltan Adventures. It's teaching children about countries around the world. So I've written 4 books in that series. I've written one for Nigeria, Morocco, Spain, and France. So when we travel as a family, I love to journal my experience and experience of my family and create the content based on, you know, learnings from the trip. So most of what we do are cultural, like engage with local families, maybe eat with them, you know, tour with a local, go to the local market, things like that. Just try to do more of what the local people do. And then I document that and I transcribe it into a book. The second series, so that one is the one with the YouTube channel as well, where I create songs for kids. So, for example, teaching them about different transportation around the world. Then the second one is Conga. So that one, I have 2 books in that series. It's about an African fantasy fiction about a secret whale that has powers. And there are all these kingdoms that are fighting to gain control of the well because of its powers. So that one, funny enough, came to me in a dream. I woke up. Yeah, it did. The first book, when I woke up and I talked to my husband about it, he's like, wow, that sounds like a cool story. You should turn it into a book. So I started writing about it. And I'm in the second book. I just published the second book right now. So that's all of them are available on Amazon.
Sweet. And I'll put the links to the books in the show notes. What are the age ranges for the books?
Yes, great question. So the books that I write are typically for children age 6 and above, so kids that can read by themselves. Of course, if you want to read them to your children that are younger, you can actually enjoy buy the book and enjoy it and read it with your kids as well. I will say that, especially with the Conga book, like I've actually gotten a lot of excitement from adults because they like the story for themselves. So even if it's a children book, it actually applies to adults as well. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Thank you very much. You forgot to say that you have written romance books before. Look at your face. Look at your face. Don't hide that part. Please go to another part as well.
So actually, before I started creating children content, the very first book was that one. It's called Night of Love at the Office.
Office. What are they doing in the office?
It was a summer where I didn't really have much going on. This was before kids. And so I was like, well, what am I going to do this summer? And I always wanted to write a book. So I was like, well, let me start creating a story. And this is a story that just came to mind about this young girl that went to school in the United States and decided to move back to Nigeria to grow her career. And then she ends up, you know, falling for this guy in the office that she was supposed to be focused on her career. And she was chasing man. So it just goes through like the love story between them and all the other their colleagues in the office, and it's an office full of drama, and the end is very interesting. So it just shows a lot of the pressure that we face, you know, as women in Nigeria around marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the book is about. So that was the very first book I wrote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Okay. So you're an engineer. Well, you started off in engineering. Now you're a product manager. You have this hobby on the side that's also, I guess, kind of a business because you are making money from it.
Mm-hmm.
And something the audience doesn't know yet, but they will know now, is that your first son is also an author.
Yes. He became an author in 2020, COVID effect. But he wanted to create his own book. So this is some, I think, maybe just being around parents, children tend to want to copy their parents, especially when they see you doing something. They're like, so he was telling me once he had seen, I'd written a few Zaki and Zoltan adventure books. He was interested in creating his own. So once he started learning how to type, so that was really his inspiration to learn how to type, was he wanted to write his own book. So once he started to type, he created that first story, and I did not pay attention to it at all. It wasn't something that I'm like, sit down, you need to write your book, like none of that. So he will tell me every now and then he's working on his book, you know, I'll read like a page. I'm like, okay, finish it up. And finally, he told me he was done. And when I read the story, I was actually impressed by the storytelling that he did with the book. I mean, his grammar, you know, things like that I needed to fix. But the concept, the name of the book is called The Man Who Went to the Moon. And the concept is around achieving your dreams. So it's about this young boy that wanted to go to the moon and, you know, went through some challenges. And at the end, in his older age, he eventually went to the moon. So the whole concept of achieving your dreams no matter what age was what struck me from his book, and I was like, oh, this is actually a good book to put out. But it took me a while still. Busy life. Took me a while to get around to it, and I think he actually already gave up because he was done maybe by, you know, February, March last year, and I actually did not put much into it until a few months later. I was like, okay, let's sit down, let's edit it. I want you to go through the process with me if you actually really want to do this. So we worked on it together to edit it, and, you know, saw all the illustrations and everything. And when I presented it to him, he didn't know I was publishing it. He didn't know I was self-publishing it. So when I presented it to him, it was a good surprise.
Aww.
For him to see his work. Yeah.
That's really, really good. I love that, you know. Well, I didn't know the part about you, like, not taking him too seriously at first. But I like that you eventually, you know, sat down with him. And I was like, okay, let's hone this craft. Let's work on this interest. And then you going out, I guess, on your own to go ahead and publish the book. How's the book done?
It's going good. I've been surprised by how many people have bought it and how many people are interested in it. Even my coworkers, like, even former coworkers are buying it, and it's done well. And the good thing is, you know, the proceeds are going to him, so he's seeing the reward for
his
effort. And that's not that he's just money driven, but that's, it's like, oh, that's a cool idea. I should write another book. So we actually, like, I intentionally, like, wanted him to feel the full experience. So we did, like, a small book launch for him where his friends came by and bought the books, and he got to sign it, you know, obviously maintaining social distancing and all that. So that way he got to experience, like, life as an author. So it's interesting to me that he still wants to continue.
So he does.
Yeah, he does. He's writing another one called The Crazy Thinking Family.
Okay.
I've read the script. It sounds interesting. Not as educational as the first one, but it's just more fun. So the thing about me not taking him so seriously in the beginning, he's a 7-year-old, right? So seven-year-olds say they want to do something, the next day they forget about it, and then the next day they say they want to do something else. So I wanted him to be really serious, so that way, you know, I know for sure that that's what he wanted to do. And so even now, his younger brother is saying he too wants to write a book.
Okay.
So younger brother is always trying to keep up with the older one, so I'm not surprised.
Right. Okay, so that's nice. So they're both trying to follow in mommy's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from, like, the books, you know, that your son has written on, is writing, and, you know, the younger one as well. From what I see on Instagram, you know, they're very into science and experiments and play and all of these things. And I just kind of want to get your, maybe I guess, experience on how you've helped them foster their creativity and, you know, hobbies. Like, is there anything that you do intentionally for them to work on their hobbies or work on creating, or is it just like, hey, okay, whatever happens, we'll see what happens?
Yeah, right from when they were young, I've never been a fan of non-educational toys. Like, if the toy is not, I'm a bookie myself, I'm a nerd, so I like things that educate, or at least are using their brain to some degree. So most of the things that we've purchased for them have always been for them to learn something. Now they have the Switch. We gave them to get buying them a Nintendo Switch last year. It's just clear kinds of video game. Like, that's COVID life, right? It's like, hey, you can't have them doing schoolwork all the time. But one of the things that we've been very intentional about is teaching them to be independent, teaching them to follow a schedule. So we do create a schedule where, you know, it says from 8, say if you don't have school, from 8 to 9, you're doing, you know, lessons through online lessons. What they do from 9 to 10, you're doing piano. From 10 to 11, you're doing your reading. You know, so there is time in there for them to do creative things. So they do whatever they like to do. So my older one, like I said, likes to type. So he's usually like, oh, I want to type, or maybe he wants to play a video game. Or he wants to, sometimes he likes to actually create games on Scratch or other programs.
Okay.
And then the baby's, you know, it's not a baby, it's 4.5 years old. He's doing his own thing as well. Sometimes he's just hanging out with his brother. So there is an avenue on their schedule for them to do those kinds of creative work. But most of the toys or activities we purchase for them are actually like educational stuff. Like, we'll do like science experiments, we'll do circuit design, and they like it. You know, my kids to some degree are nerds. Like, other kids are playing, they're playing with themselves sometimes. Is what is 3 plus 3? What is, like, so the older one tries to challenge the younger one, like, what is 10 plus 2? I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna, I mean, that's how they want to play. That's a challenge for them, but they love it. That's how they interact with each other sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. I might have to be looking. No, I actually do have educational toys for Coco. Mm-hmm. She just really likes to, play like with her dolls and with Play-Doh, and they may not be education focused, but she has such a vivid imagination.
Play-Doh is awesome. Like, even with the dolls, right? They're still learning.
Like, yeah. With the dolls, they're always acting one drama or another.
Exactly. So still being creative.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there are sometimes I'm like, okay, can you just like try and write A and write B? At least, you know, let's count from 1 to 100. Let's try those, you know. But I'm not trying to be pushy. She's just 3 anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I have a question.
Sure.
If your children say, you know what, mommy? This writing and everything that we're doing, we like it. We're thinking maybe we'll not go to college because we are doing okay. We have been writing since we were 7 years old. We're making some money. Why do I still need to go to college? What would your reaction be?
Oh my goodness. So the African in me emotionally would be like, nah, no, you're going to college.
Like, where have you built?
Exactly. I've always said, and I mean this, is if my child says they're going to drop out of college, you better be dropping out of the top college. You can't go to like an average or bottom school and say you're dropping out. So first of all,
they should have entered the top college.
Exactly. You should have proved to me you can enter the top college before you drop out. Okay, that's just me talking. But I mean, I do spend a lot of time reading about people that have been successful in business, and some of them are college dropouts, but they dropped out of prominent colleges. They didn't just drop out of any school. They dropped out of colleges when they had the network, they had the opportunities, they had the financial backing, they had already built their concept or their business to some degree that, you know, they had confidence they could continue to take it. So that's what I would be looking for, in all seriousness, is I would be okay with it. And I will let them understand the consequences, because the consequences is not just about money. It's also about societal acceptance. You know, especially in an African community, you went to college, you didn't go to college. That makes a difference. So I will help them understand the consequences. But if they really wanted to do it, I would want to see some kind of proof or validation that they actually are serious about it and they're actually going to stick with it. And they would, you know, they would be adding some kind of value to society. That's what I would be looking for. It would be tough. I'm not going to lie. It would be tough, but with the way, you know, the world is moving right now, I mean, really, there are so many ways to like earn an income that does not require a college degree. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought up the societal part, because, you know, growing up as Africans, you know, our parents are all, you have to be a doctor. If you're not a doctor, you should be an engineer. If you're not an engineer, you should be a lawyer. If you're not a lawyer, you should be this or that, right? Anything of, I want to go into arts. Ah, you want to be an actor. You're not going to make any money. Ah, you want to be a singer. You're not going to make any money. But of course, now we're seeing like some of our peers, some of those who are a bit younger than us, like in their 20s, who are doing really well as creatives, right?
And actually even doing better, right?
Right.
Let's be honest, doing better than those of us that went to college.
Right. So you as a modern African woman, which I believe you're one of the, you're an example of the target audience for, you know, the Mommy Oyo podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, what are your thoughts on this, I guess, division between, well, if you're going to be successful in life, you have to follow some of these traditional paths, because you are an engineer yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if your children said, you know, we don't want to be in these traditional roles, mm-hmm. we want to do other things. Like, I can give an example. My brother studied, I think, economics or business management or something like that. But right after he was done, he's like, I want to go to film school, because this is what I'm interested in. And this is what he's been doing now for the past, I want to say, 2 years or so. And he's doing really, really well. He enjoys his job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's working crazy hours, but he really, really enjoys it, you know? And me, from the side of the sibling, I could see my parents like, what is he talking about? He wants to go to school. That does not make any sense. So wait, you don't want to work with your business degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but for you as an African woman, modern day, what are your thoughts around stuff like that?
All right. Let me let me state a couple of my thoughts here. So I you know, I read a lot. I post about books that I've read sometimes. One of the books that I've read, and I don't remember the name, had talked about how the problems of the future will not be solved by people that have a single discipline, education discipline. The problems of the future will be solved by people that are multidisciplinary when it comes to their education, right? So people that are interested, say, in science, and then they also took like a philosophy, you know, minor or something. Because the problems that we're facing now and problems of the future require more creative thoughts. And so having just an engineer degree, for example, and not using your artistic side, you could be hurting, you know, solutions that you could be providing. So companies actually these days love to see people that are both, they could be technical, but they also are creative, because we need creative solutions. The world is getting more competitive. And so they need people that think differently. You know, this is one of the reasons why diversity is such a huge topic today. Mm-hmm. Economically, those people tend to drive higher value in the organization, just to, you know, because they bring more solutions or different solutions. Now, the African in me, going back to that, you know, I'm also very realistic, and I say, well, how are you going to feed yourself? I would want to explain some of the pros and cons. I mean, there are ultimately successful people in every field. I say you can sell sand tomorrow.
Yes.
And be very successful. You can sell paper tomorrow and be very successful. But show me that that's doable, right? As an African parent, that's what I would want to see. Like, prove to me that you know what you're doing. So like you said, your brother studied business. How is he applying his business education in the film industry is what I would want to see. Like, show me how you're using your skill set and what kind of success are you seeing from that before you say, okay, you want to go into that 100%. Because at the end of the day, I don't want my kids to live on my couch if they're at age 40, you know, looking for mommy and daddy to feed them.
Right.
I want them to be independent and I want them to be successful by themselves. Now, will I support their venture? Yes, I will support their venture if they show me that they know what they're doing and they need some time to build up. But going back to that college question, you're going to stay in college until you can show me that. So like Michael Dell, for example, Michael Dell, he started selling computers in college in UT Austin. And he talked to his parents about quitting. They weren't too happy. And when he finally did it, he didn't tell them. But when he finally told them, he showed them paperwork to say, hey, look at how much money I'm making. And then I know everything's not about money. There's happiness in doing what you love and creating.
Yeah.
However,
thank you.
That is something. Money is very important too. Yeah. Especially if you plan on having children.
Yes.
So I will be very honest with them about the reality, and if they can make it happen, I would be so happy for them that they could make it happen and live that 100% creative life if that's what they want to do. But you know, not everyone makes it, you know.
That is true. Well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts here. Where can the Mommy Oyoyo audience find more of you? Where can we find your books? Where can we find your YouTube production? Where can we find your son's books? Mm-hmm. Your book? Well, book for now. Online.
Yeah. So my website, first of all, tzsonline.com. And then all the books that we mentioned today are all on Amazon. So Zaki and Zoltan Adventures is on Amazon. Konga is on Amazon. And then The Man Who Went to the Moon, which is Zaki, my son's book, is also on Amazon. And then the YouTube channel is Zaki and Zoltan Adventures. And you can find me on Instagram, TZS Online. And my Linktree has the link to everything as well. So,
perfect. Thank you so much. And of course, all the links will be in the show notes as well. So you guys should check out her books. I personally, I got I got Zaki and Zoltan go to, I think it was a Nigerian one.
Nigerian one?
Okay. Yeah, for my nephew one Christmas. Because he's the last time he went to Nigeria was when I was getting married. Mm. Rose eyes. Mm. But the last time he went to Nigeria, you know, I wanted him to learn a little bit more about Nigeria, and having that book was just really, really, you know, it's nice and it's fun and it's educative. You know, so you guys should definitely check out the books. And Titi, thank you so much for being on the Mommy Oyoyo podcast and sharing your thoughts on, you know, creativity and should I go to college or can I drop out? It's been such a pleasure, and we wish you all the very, very best with your future endeavors, and we're looking forward to many more books from your whole entire family. Your husband is not writing books. Why isn't he writing books?
He's into real estate. That's his passion. So maybe one day he'll write a book about real estate. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. So that you can have a whole family of authors.
Of authors, right? That would be fun. But thank you so much for having me. Thank you very much. This was fun.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And everyone who's listening, again, make sure you check out Titi and all of the wonderful literature that she's writing. And you also look for her romance book. She doesn't want to talk about a romance book. But go and look for it.
It's so funny because I made that post today about marriage canceling. And mm-hmm. I was surprised how many responses I got. So relationship is always a fun topic to read about or learn about.
It is. It is. People like to talk about relationships and learn about relationships. So yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you once more. And we'll catch you online.
Yes. 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 Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I hope you enjoyed my chat with Titi. If you enjoyed this episode, another episode that I think you will enjoy is also episode 51. In episode 51, I spoke with Shola, who is a YouTube vlogger, and her family, which includes her husband and teenage daughters, appear frequently across their multiple YouTube channels. The reason why I bring up this episode is because one of her daughters has her own YouTube channel as well. And since we're talking about fostering children's creativity, I thought it would be interesting for you guys to hear her perspective on helping her daughter start and manage her YouTube channel. So check out episode 51, where I spoke with Shola as well. And thanks again for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. I will catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com. And feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.